Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the God First Love You podcast, episode 5 now. Glory to God. Pray that everyone is doing well. Everyone is doing splendid. Everyone is being spirit-led, spirit-filled. You are getting in your secret place. You're spending time with the Lord and just seeking God wholeheartedly with your heart, mind, soul, strength. So, on this episode, it might be quick. I hope I'm quick. It's been heavy, heavy on my heart to talk about spiritual warfare. I know, because, you know, Halloween just passed, so that was definitely on my mind to talk about on my podcast, and I just felt like I didn't have enough information, but I could have just talked about my own experiences, and I totally forgot I've had a couple spiritual warfare attacks. But, and then our lead pastor at my church preached on spiritual warfare. So I definitely got some confirmation. But it honestly took this horrible tragedy from Travis Scott's concert to really push me to talk about spiritual warfare, because I know it can be deep, I know it's dark, but it's real, right? Angels and demons are real. There are good spirits, but there are also bad spirits, and I didn't know this. Being raised Catholic, my parents didn't talk to us about demons and devils and bad spirits, didn't talk to us about brujería, witchcraft, didn't talk to us about all of those things. So it wasn't until I came to my church and I took a couple Bible college classes where I was exposed to this side of the spiritual, you know, the spiritual realm. And yeah, I'm gonna take you there with what I've been led to by God and scripture and what I've experienced. But I just want to talk a little bit about this Travis Scott thing, his Astrofest. I didn't even know it was a thing. It was in Houston. It was like a whole Astro week, apparently. But I didn't even see the lineup talk way after the fact. And a lot of big people are on there. Bad Bunny and Drake. I don't even know. I haven't looked up anything from Bad Bunny's performance that night. But it just really took me back to the days that I used to go to music festivals. Coachella and EDC. Electric Daisy Carnival. When I used to go to raves. And it wasn't even like a long time that I was attending raves. I remember coming back from the military and, I mean, coming back from a deployment or something, and a whole bunch of my friends had already gone and experienced everything that I didn't. But I remember hanging out with this group of friends, and I was hanging out with them all the time, but I didn't even know what they were. Like, we would go to raves and stuff, or like small shows, Steve Aoki's show, Laid Back Luke. So it wasn't like a huge rave, but it was EDM music and, you know, electronic music, whatever. And it wasn't till like almost a year later, or I don't know how many, it was just a really long time later, I noticed that they were like doing drugs and stuff. So I, of course, was like, oh, okay, I want to try it or whatever. And my first time trying ecstasy was in, I think, 2012. It was Swedish House Mafia's one last tour. And yeah, I wouldn't say that I got addicted or anything, but your potency grew. Like, my potency kind of like increased. So I took more or whatever, but this is just, I just can't, just watching everything that happened, it's almost everything. Like, literally a lot of people on Twitter were posting a bunch of videos and clips. Like, I'm just like, wow, I can't believe this is being publicized. Like, this is not even, like, being deleted. Everything is on Twitter. Like, the fans, everyone that attended posted everything that they witnessed. And I am just like, wow, 50,000 people, approximately, I think 50,000, maybe more or less. That's insane. Like, the venue didn't have security or enough security. I was trying to blame it on, like, the mandates, but I'm like, wait, it's Texas. I don't even think they have those mandates out there. It's just, and I'm not, you know, pinpointing my finger at Travis Scott at all whatsoever. This is just how the enemy, how the devil manipulates, how he manifests in so many people who are not walking with Christ, who are not living for God, who are out here for the world, for the culture. And he's definitely manifesting through, you know, Travis Scott and so many other artists in the secular and the worldly music entertainment. So I'm really aching. I'm like, I'm really hurting for this generation, for these young people that are so hungry for what God has to offer them, and they're seeking it in the wrong places. They're going to drugs, they're going to alcohol for temporary pleasure, for some fun, quote unquote, fun. And I can't blame them, because I was in those shoes. I was in that position. I'm not judging, I'm not condemning anyone at all. I just pray for a spiritual awakening all across the board, for fans, for children, for teenagers, for artists, for God to really break the veil off their eyes, to break those scales off of them, to open their spiritual eyes, because this is demonic. It's so scary, and it's scary for this generation. It's scary for these concert goers and these people that are listening to this music, that are repeating this music. And I mean, I have family and friends that are still, you know, listening to all that. And it's just very heartbreaking to see. And I know people are like, okay, it's another group of bodies dead at a concert. Like, woohoo. Like, no, it's not about that. Like, I get it. It's not the first time. It might not be the last, but it's time to really wake up. It's time for people to come to Christ, to repent and come to Christ, to come and follow him, because he is the way, the truth, and the life. You can find your peace, you can find your joy, you can find hope, you can find happiness, you can find everything that this world has believed for you that they can offer. You can find all of that in Jesus, in Christ. I did. And I know he can do it for you too. Please go with me to Ephesians in your Bibles or on the Bible app, or you can Google Ephesians 6. Ephesians 6:10. I'm going to go from 6:10 through almost 20. 10 through 18. The whole armor of God. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Let me just rewind right here for on verse 12. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against authorities, against cosmic powers over this present darkness, against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. I know I've been posting it on my Insta, and it's just been repeated right now because Halloween just passed and everything, but our battles are not against flesh and blood. They're not carnal. They're not against humans. They're not against people. It's a spiritual thing. It's all in the spiritual realm. I know this sounds crazy to some of you. This episode is mostly and mainly for non-believers or people who are not walking with Christ, people who don't know God the way us believers do. Or it could be a reminder for the believers listening. It's just so heavy on my heart to share this. And everything, I just see everything so spiritual now that I've come closer to God. When I get in a fight with my sister, I mean, my sister moved in, and I can just attest to this, that it was second nature for us to fight. So as soon as she came home, like, I would just have a nasty attitude towards her, and she didn't even do anything. She wouldn't even say anything. So God is definitely working on me. And I can say that I have improved, because I take it to God. I cry out to God, and I just say, Lord, I'm so sorry for talking to my sister and my mom like that. I'm so sorry. Like, I don't know what it is. Please help me find the root of it. And no, it's spiritual. It's the enemy. So I use my authority in Christ, and you pray against that. You pray, you command, you demand the enemy to get out of your home. You command him to get out of your mind. You demand him with the authority of Jesus Christ given to us. God sent his one and only begotten Son to die for our transgressions, for the transgressions of our sins. And instead of praying for the power, I used to pray with the power of the Holy Spirit, with the power of the Holy Spirit, da 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 da. It wasn't until I was in Bible college when Pastor Josiah told us authority has more power than power. Authority has more dominion than power. So I started praying with the authority of Jesus Christ, with the authority of the Holy Spirit. I command you, devil, to get out of my house, to get out of my sister's mind, to stop manifesting in their lives, you know, and anything that you want to pray against. We need to use the authority of the Holy Spirit. And some things are not going to only be done by prayer. We got to fast. Fasting, there are different ways of fasting, FYI. It's not just, like, I know when I first came to this church and everything, I thought fasting was just, like, living off of water and bread or something, like when the sun is away, when the sun is down. But no, there's a Daniel fast. You can fast social media. You can fast your Netflix. You can fast the things that take up so much of your time, that consume so much of your energy and time, so much effort that can be sacrificed, that can be replaced with the Word of God, with time with God. In the beginning, I know I was fasting incorrectly. I would just focus so much on refraining from eating certain foods like sugar, bread, coffee, Starbucks, meat, and all kinds of stuff. And I'm like, all right, God, I'm not eating such and such, but am I spending more time in prayer? Am I spending more time in my word? No, I wasn't in the beginning, but now I've grown. I've grown maturely. I've matured spiritually. I've matured spiritually. I'm now, you know, able to know how to fast, refraining from certain foods, refraining from certain things that take up so much of my time, the things that I'm so passionate about. But I'm like, you know what, God, I'm going to put this aside. And it's really putting things away of the world, putting worldly things aside to make more time for God. It's like shutting off that television, shutting off, not watching your favorite TV show, not watching Netflix, Hulu, whatever else is out there, HBO, and really being disciplined to follow through. So when you're fighting, you know, when you get in an argument, when you fight with your significant other, with your spouse, with the family that's closest to you, with your friends, your coworkers, just remember that it's not them. It's the spirit behind them. And yours, the spirit behind you, going at each other. Our impure spirits. Because we all have impure spirits. We all have demons, right? We're not, I'm not perfect. Just because I'm a Christian, just because I'm a follower of Christ, it does not mean that I am a saint, that I am an angel, that I am the most, like, sinless person. Of course not. Everyone sins. It's in our human nature to sin. But with Christ, with God's strength, with his grace, we call out to him, we cry out to him, we say, God, I need you every second, every minute, every hour of every day. I cannot do life without you, Lord. Like, I need you. I need you. I need you, Lord. I cannot do this without you. I am nobody without him. You guys, like, it's just, it's spiritual. Everything is spiritual. It's so spiritual. And it just breaks my heart. It just really irks me. And I thank God. I thank God that God is passing this emotion, this hurt, you know, this grief for his generation, for the lost, the broken, the ones that don't know God. Because I just can't fathom. I cannot fathom, like, I just feel so, so sad for those families that, like, I just can't get that video, that image out of my head. Like, I need to, I know I will get out eventually, but, like, that limbless body that was crowd surfed of that guy, like, towards the front of the stage, and Travis Scott is looking down at him. Like, he's seeing this, and he has a microphone in his hand, and he's still singing. It's still, if you want to call it singing, off the, I forgot, auto-tune. And I know, like, I think he thought it was just another body that passed out from dehydration or something. But, like, I'm not sure. I don't know. It's just sad. I can't say, like, he should have stopped the show. Like, he thought it was probably someone that just passed out from being dehydrated or whatever the case, which happens in a lot of shows. But I just thank God that his hand was over me, because that, I just, if I didn't know God, I would have probably been there. I would have probably flown out to Texas with some friends and been at that show. And whether it was an injection from a drug, whether it was being trampled on, whatever the case, you know, I don't know what to believe, to be honest. I don't know if, I know that the Houston Police Department is saying that someone supposedly was injecting people with drugs, that a security felt a prick on his neck, and that supposedly the medical reports or the results say that there's something in his system. But, you know, whatever it was, whether it was being trampled upon, whether it was dehydration, whether it was, you know, those people, those kids, those teenagers, those young adults being on drugs, whether they OD'd, you know, whatever they were on, if it was marijuana, if it was ecstasy, if it was cocaine, I don't know, whatever things are people are taking nowadays, it's still a spiritual attack. It is not godly. The enemy infiltrated that from the get-go. Like, just from the music being played, from the artists that are performing. I mean, the music, I don't listen to it no more, but I know when I used to, it was derogatory. It was about drugs, it was about sex, it was about money and so much profanity. Obviously, it's not godly, right? If it's not worshiping God, it's worshiping the devil. And I just really thank God that God's hand was over me when I did do drugs, when I did go to those concerts. Like I said, I'm not judging or condemning anybody at all. I get it. But it's time for people, the lost prodigal sons, the lost prodigal daughters, to come running back to God. And God is welcoming you all with his open arms. He does not guilt trip you. He does not shame you. He does not condemn you. He forgives you. You ought to just receive your forgiveness. Receive your healing. You will find healing in Christ. You will be healed in Jesus' name. By his stripes you are healed. Whether it's an emotional wound, a mental wound, a physical wound, your healing is in Jesus Christ. You know, as a music enthusiast, I am musically inclined. I have a huge passion for music. Before I came back to Christ, before I rededicated my life to Christ, I was going to school to be a music journalist. I wanted to go to school for music journalism and, not just music, but other kinds of journalism. But the emphasis was to be a music journalist. And it wasn't for the mainstream artists, but it was more like underground and upcoming artists that I wanted to be a journalist for. But because of my music enthusiasm, I loved going to concerts. I loved going to shows, local shows that were like $20 or less. They were free, you know, like underground artists that are probably big now, but back in the day, they were not really that known. And I just loved going to concerts. I didn't have to do drugs. I didn't have to, you know, take anything to have a great time. Even if it was music that I wouldn't even listen to. I mean, if I went to a rock concert, like metal or something, it was just like the live band. If it's jazz, I love jazz. I loved live music. I loved live shows, like real instruments and all of that stuff. But then when I started going to, you know, these EDM shows, of course, I wasn't going for a long time. I didn't go for a long time. I didn't go for years. It was probably within 2 years or so. But I think, and I wasn't, like I said, I wasn't hooked on ecstasy. I liked doing it. But I'm going to admit that my favorite was Molly. It was pure MDMA and I didn't get a come down. So, and I can publicly share this. My mom knows I've shared this with her. Of course, it broke her heart. But I was being honest and I'm like, I'm going to be transparent with you, Mom. I did this, you know, when I would go out and stuff. So when I would go to shows. So I just remember it was my first and only time going to Coachella. And I told myself, I'm not going to roll. I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to drink. And I barely drank. I think actually the first and second, it was 3 days. So the first 2 days, I believe I had like no drinks at all, or maybe like one or two. I think because I was like, oh, it's going to be so hot. I don't want to be dehydrated. Like, I don't want to be buzzed. I'm a lightweight. I want to have a good time. I want to be sober. And then I actually broke it on the third day. I ended up rolling. I had told myself, I'm like, no, I was already going to stop. I think prior to that, it was like a hard summer show I went to or something like that. And no, I don't remember. Some show what was it? Nocturnal. I kept telling myself, like, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. And of course, I would end up doing it because I already had like felt it. Like, something was just off. And I remember being at Coachella, like one of those sober days, I wasn't like heavily on anything, and I just noticed like, and I'm trying to remember because I know I got saved, I think 2015, and this was in 2015. So it was like probably a few months after I got saved, but I didn't get plugged in. I didn't get rooted into that church. So I'm at Coachella and I'm just like, something was just off. Like, I just knew, like, yo, this is crazy. Like, it just felt spiritually something was off. I was just like, oh my gosh, that's what I look like. Oh my gosh, like, this is insane. Like, just the things that, like, the way the people were acting, the people were behaving, the lyrics to the songs, and just like, I didn't know back in the day, you know, exactly what it was, but now looking back, I was like, wow, I even felt something was off. And like, when I was watching these videos from on Twitter of the like packed out show at Travis Scott, just looking at the lights, looking at everything, I was like, oh my gosh, like the enemy was so there. Like, sadly, unfortunately, he was present. He was manifesting, like, just not just him, just all of those evil spirits and all of the 50,000 people. Like, the enemy does not care about your soul. He does not care about your well-being. He does not want you to live. He doesn't want you to prosper. He doesn't want you to grow in the things of God. Believe me when I say this, he does not care about you. So if it's anything to further you from God, he doesn't want you to pursue how God created you. He doesn't want you to know that. So of course he's going to come at you with minds and tricks, trying to tell you like, oh no, you could still meditate. It's spiritual. You can believe in your horoscope, the horoscopes that you guys go to. Anything to separate you from Christ, that is what the enemy is doing in this generation throughout all ages. Whether it's tarot card reading, whether it's palm reading, whether it's psychics, whether it's horoscopes, whatever the new age is now, chakras and stones and whatever rocks, minerals, and putting them in the sun so you can get your energy. No, that is demonic. It is not right. That is exactly what the enemy wants you to believe, so that you don't come to Christ, so that you don't know who God created you to be. I am like urging you to please stop going to the horoscopes, stop going to the tarot card reading, stop going to the limpias, stop going to the cleansing, to the brujos, to the witches, to the warlocks that can supposedly get this bad energy off of you. I am telling you, everything you need is in Christ. Why go to the horoscopes? Why go to whatever the moon and the stars are telling you what your day is going to be like, then to the one God who created them? Why go to the things that... No. Why go to the stars that are aligned, this and this and that, or they're not aligned, or... I don't know. I never really like read into it or anything, and I don't want to. I wasn't big on horoscopes. Yeah, I used to say I'm a Pisces, but no, I'm a child of God. I am not a Pisces. I am not like, when people come up to me and be like, I know you don't want to hear this, but you're definitely being a Pisces right now. Or this and that. Like, I cancel that in the name of Jesus. I am not a Pisces. Yes, I used to say that, but I wasn't crazy, like, heavily influenced by it. I wasn't like, oh my gosh, on this day I'm going to have... good luck, and today I'm not gonna have good luck. I didn't rely on that. Your reliance should come from God. You're going to have a great day because God says so. You're going to have a great day and you're going to prosper financially. You're going to prosper spiritually. You're going to just be a better person. You're going to be the woman of God that God created you to be. You're not going to be whatever these horrible scopes tell you. Like, those are schemes of the devil. Like, if you don't want to believe me, that's cool. That's fine. This is not even me. This is the word of God. So if you want to argue it, debate it, please go dispute it with God. Or you can talk to me. I will respectfully talk with you. I will have a conversation with you gracefully, respectfully. This is not coming out of nowhere. This is the word of God. And I'm telling you, like, you do not want to mess with this stuff because it is definitely affecting you spiritually, and not just spiritually, but even physically. When I know I'm like, okay, I'm doing something wrong when something is hurting me in my body, I'm like, Lord, show me what it is in the spiritual realm. What am I doing? What I need to do to get rid of this pain? What do I need to do to get rid of this injury? Like, it's spiritual, you guys. It's spiritual. So let me continue with these scriptures. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand firm. We're in Ephesians 6:13, ESV, English Standard Version. And then verse 14, stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In another version, it's the boots of peace. Verse 16, in all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. 17, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Sword of the Spirit is the word of God. Verse 18, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. Praying at all times in the Spirit. I'm taking that as speaking in tongues. I know some of you non-believers are like skeptical about this. Like, speaking in tongues? What? Praying in tongues? Like, oh, heck no. I'm out of here. I get that. I get it. Yeah. I don't blame you. But praying and speaking in tongues is a heavenly language. It's a way of us communicating with God. We are not to understand it. We don't have to understand it. We're not meant to understand it. It's God communicating. We are communicating with God, not just with God, but with the heavenly realm, with the angels in heaven. It's, you know, it sounds crazy, and I can talk about it in another episode, or if you have any questions, please feel free to DM me g__fly. I'll also add it in the podcast description. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints, and also for me, that words may be given to me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that I may declare boldly as I ought to speak. You guys, just reiterating, our battles are not against flesh and blood. They are not carnal. They are not against humans. They are not against people. It's all spiritual. And maybe on another episode, I will add when I actually got attacked, spiritual warfare attacks. I've had about 3 that I can remember that were pretty big and powerful. But I just want to share this other scripture that I was led to. Matthew 6:22. The eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. Say that again. The eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? Verse 24, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. So, just a little background for these scriptures. The eye is similar to the heart in Jewish literature, is a lamp that reveals the quality of a person's inner life. A healthy eye, also clear vision, suggests loyal devotion to God. A bad eye, impaired vision, suggests moral corruption. So the way I'm seeing it, and I know it's like a Cascade song, eyes are the windows to your soul, look into my eyes. And I think William Shakespeare actually like wrote that, the eyes are the windows to the soul. But the way I'm taking this, the way I'm receiving these scriptures, the eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. It's like, what are we watching? What are we witnessing? What are we watching? Like, what are we allowing to enter our body through our eyes, right? Like the shows that we watch. And I mean, it can even go with our ears. What are we listening to? The music that we're listening to, like all of that. The enemy is infiltrating through the media, through television, through shows, through the music that we are exposed to. But we have the decision. We have the ability to control what we watch, what we listen to. Of course, there are some places we walk into, we have no control to turn it off, to turn it down. But it's really just like getting in prayer, or even praying right there and then, like, Lord, get behind me, Satan. I rebuke you. I plead the blood of Jesus over my ears, over my eyes right now. Like a hedge of protection around me. Like, get behind me, Satan. In Jesus' name. Sometimes even when I'm around family and friends, or I mean not friends, but when I'm around family, and like certain comments are made and I'm just like, get behind me, Satan. Like, I rebuke you, the Lord rebuke you in Jesus' name. Like, I know that is not my sister talking, or I know that is not my so-and-so, my coworker. Like, that is the spirit, and I need to be reminded of these things, because it's so easy to forget. It's so easy to snap back and not, you know, not bite your tongue, but it's all gonna come in time. Like, spiritually, like, God matures us spiritually when we get closer to him, when we cry out to him, when we bring our burdens, when we bring our anxieties, we bring our problems, our issues, our concerns to him. He will turn it around. He will grow you. He will strengthen you in those areas. And all of the glory goes to him. It's not for our selfish gain. It's not to say that I did it all on my own. It's God working in and through us, so we can respond in love, so we can respond in grace. So let's just be mindful of what we're watching. I mean, if a kid is having nightmares, if I were to have children, I wouldn't allow them to watch certain shows. I wouldn't allow them to watch anything that's just not godly, that's not glorifying God. Because I know it sounds crazy, I know it sounds bizarre, but the enemy, like, it's spiritual. I'm telling you, it's spiritual. If something is wrong with my child, like, if he's having nightmares or something, it's like, it would have to be something spiritual, or I don't know. But yeah. I just want to add the commentary for this verse. No one can serve two masters. Verse 24, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. You cannot serve God and money. You cannot serve God or in the world. You cannot serve God and money or the world. serve indicates the work of a slave, not an employee. A slave belongs to one master, so he must give the master exclusive service. I'm not saying like we're slaves of God. We're servants of God, so we are to serve God. But these artists, like these secular artists, like Travis Scott and so many other artists, right? They're out for selfish gain. They're out here. Of course, they say they're out here for their fans and they care about their fans. But at the end of the day, they're doing it for profit. They're doing it for the fame. They're doing it for, you know, to belong, to be loved by the world. We are not here to be loved by the world. We are not here to people please the world. We're not here for the culture. We're not supposed to ignore the culture, but we're not supposed to live for the culture. We are to live for God. He's giving you everything that you have, and our response is to respond by living for Him, by serving Him and only Him. I would not be on this podcast if it wasn't to serve Him. Trust and believe that. So what are you a slave to? What are you serving? Because you can't serve both God and money. You can't serve both God and the world. Please take that to prayer. Take it to God. Lord, how can I serve you better this week? How can I serve you better today? How can I radiate your love? How can I emulate your light? How can I shine my light for you? Help me to respond in love. Help me, Lord, to be gracious to others, because you are gracious to me, because you are merciful to me, Lord. I would not be here if it wasn't for you. And I thank you for another day. Thank you for your breath in my lungs. I pray for your strength, Lord. You know, just talk to Him. Praying is just talking to God. Help me be a better mother, Lord. Help me be a better sister, a better employee, a better coworker. Help me to lead and love like you. Because we are to be like Christ. Not just better people, not just better versions of ourselves, but we are to be Christ-like. I pray that this spoke to you. If this encouraged you, please share it with those that need to be spiritually awakened. I mean, I could probably go on and on and on about the spiritual warfare throughout the music entertainment or just entertainment period. But right now, this is what I've been led to share. So I just thank you. Thank you for listening. If you've listened this far, I appreciate you. Please, please, please spend more time with God. Get in your secret place. Get in your quiet space. Cry out to Him. I don't think I've cried out to God more than this week. Like, it's not even that I'm going through it. It's not even, I just literally am just like, God, I need you. Like, I just want to serve you. I just want to glorify you. I love you, Lord, with all of my heart. Like, how can I serve you today? How can I be a better servant? How can I be a better daughter of God? How can I be a better sister? How can I lay my life down for your children? Like, speak to my heart. Show me your ways. May I act like you, walk like you, talk like you, love like you, lead like you. Like, lead me and I will follow. Thank you, Lord. I love you guys. Please don't hesitate to reach out for any prayer requests, for any thoughts, any feedback. Please DM me on Instagram, g__fly. Praying that you have a happy November. You guys, we are in November, the last 2 months of the year. I pray that we finish strong. I pray that they be the best 2 months of the year. If no one loves you, you know God loves you. I love you. Jesus loves you more. I love you guys. I pray that you really do seek him, that you accept him into your heart if you haven't already, that you accept him, that you walk with him, that you get plugged into a community, that you come to know a church that will love on you, that will encourage you, that will speak life, that will do life with you, because it is so important to do life with godly people, with godly friendships, that you grow in the things of God. If you have children, it's even more vital to grow in the things of God so that you can lead your children in the things of God. I love you guys. Take care. Talk to you soon. Bye. Thank you.